Let's head out to Arizona. Paul Sullivan of the Tribune gets to cover spring training baseball out there. That's got to be the nicest perk of the job, Paul.
Oh yeah.
I watched some of the Cubs Sox game on Friday, and it felt good to just see that. But it's way too early to determine anything, isn't it? I mean, at one point in one of the games over the weekend, the entire Cubs defensive alignment was on the screen, and I didn't know one name.
Yeah, I mean, the spring training is so long that they usually wait to start a lot of the players. I don't think we've seen Nico or Dansby yet. They're trying to get the guys, the council at least, is trying to get the guys that are playing in the World Baseball Classic some playing time early, just to get them some at-bats and some mount performances, knowing that they're going to have to get ramped up quicker than the other players. But, you know, there's plenty of time. It's not even March yet, so got a whole nother month of this.
Hey, Sully, how does that kind of mess with things for not only Will Venable, but Craig Counsell as well, with guys leaving early? And some of them are new to the team as well.
Yeah, it's a little different. But, you know, they all look at it as something that, it's a real great thing for these players to be able to play. Obviously, you know, with Bregman here, it would be great for him to get to know everybody a little better before he leaves. But he's the kind of guy, really, that, you know, it really doesn't matter. He's such an integral part of this team, and really already has pretty much established himself as one of the leaders in the clubhouse. And a guy like Munetaka of the White Sox, their new Japanese star, it would be nice to see him in spring training and get some fans out there. But, this is a big deal for a lot of these players representing their country. And a lot of them yesterday, at least the Cubs, were all watching the Olympic hockey game and thinking that maybe the World Baseball Classic can kind of replicate that kind of scenario. Probably not the Olympics, but, close to it, at least, as far as patriotism.
How is that ABS, automatic ball strike system, working out? What do you think?
It's hard to say. You know, you only get two per team a game. So unless you're really watching intently, it can go by without you even noticing. It goes by pretty fast. There was one yesterday. I was writing and I looked up and saw something on the scoreboard, and then they just went back to the game, and really not much of a reaction. I think Counsell put it best. He said, people are going to make a big deal because it is different, and it's, balls and strikes for the first time not being called by an umpire. It's obviously an unbelievable thing that we never would have thought of before all this technology was available, but it's only twice a game, so unless it's really an important game or an important part of the game, I don't think people are going to really notice it that much.
So, the Cubs are kind of entrenched with a lot of veteran guys that are coming back, and, they add Alex Bregman. When you look on the south side, they made some strides toward the end of last season, and now they bring in Munetaka, Murakami. What's that been like over there for them? I mean, there's a lot of attention being paid to him, at least, on the south side.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't been over there yet. I've been doing the Cubs this week. I'm going over there tomorrow. So I'm not sure exactly what it's like in the clubhouse. He does seem like seeing him around. They played the Cubs the other day. Just kind of a refreshing character. He seems to have a lot of fun with himself. He's very jovial. Anthony Kay, the Sox pitcher they signed from Japan, who faced him in Japan, said that Sox fans are going to love him. He's just kind of a big teddy bear that people are going to love. Of course, they're going to love him a lot more if he hits home runs, which is what he's here to do. He's obviously probably going to strike out a lot because that's been his MO over in Japan. But, Sox need that kind of a character because, let's face it, they don't really have any stars on this team. So it'd be good to have someone that's a drawing card out at Sox Park.
Sure would. Paul, how are you going to enjoy driving to Hammond to cover Bears games?
Not much, honestly. Yeah, you know, I used to work in Northwest Indiana in college at a steel mill and taking the Skyway every day. It was a drag. So, no, I don't think it's going to happen personally. I think that's just leverage from the Bears. But, you know, mm-hmm. who knows? We've been proven wrong before. It's just crazy to think of, honestly, that the Bears would be in Indiana. But I guess it's just a giant TV show at this point, at least in the McCaskey's eyes. And if someone's going to build them a stadium, maybe they want to do that. I think it's a big mistake. And hopefully Pritzker and the legislature can work something out, because it sounds like, you know, mostly what they're asking for from the Arlington Heights thing is the infrastructure. They're not asking for, like, a whole lot of money. So hopefully something can be worked out.
Yeah, Andy and I agree with you. We don't think that's going to happen. And I did read your column, and it made a lot of sense that threatening to move usually works for Chicago sports teams, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, here in Mesa, you know, the Cubs were all going to leave for Naples. Everyone was up in arms, and you know, the city voted on a referendum to give them money, and they built this great new ballpark down here. It's almost sold out almost every game. The Cubs are the biggest draw in spring training by far. So they made a good decision. It's good for the city. It's good for the Cubs. Definitely good for the Ricketts. And, you know, we saw what the Sox did with when they were looking to use Florida as leverage against the new Sox Park. And then, you know, it's just all over sports these things happen. Sometimes, mm-hmm. You know, they do move, like the Kansas City Chiefs going across the border to Kansas. But for the most part, I think, you know, they just use these as threats, and then they get a better deal.
Paul Sullivan in Arizona covering baseball. Always good to have you on here, Paul. The wind chill is back, so let me know if you need somebody to carry your pencil out there. Okay.
Not another vortex, I hope.
Hopefully not quite that bad.
No. Okay.
Go Cubs, go Sox. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, guys.